There's some from the former Obama administration that contend that this Trump administration is resting soundly on the residue of the good economic and sound economic policies of the Obama administration that is leaving them with the current unemployment rate of 4.3%. There are concerns with this economy, the loss of brick and mortar stores in rural areas in this nation. Seth Harris of the Obama administration's Labor Department.
What we're seeing is an ongoing transformation of the way retail does its business, right? We're seeing a move onto the internet through e-commerce with sites like Amazon.com, and bricks and mortar stores that used to sell books and clothes and food and other kinds of goods to the American people, those stores are closing, and the people who work in those stores are losing their jobs. And that is having two very important effects. The first is bricks and mortar retail stores are everywhere in America, small towns, rural communities, inner cities, suburbs. As they close, you know, the communities that are starved for jobs because of manufacturing job loss and job loss in other sectors of the economy are going to be hit again. So small towns, rural communities, parts of Appalachia that really rely on retail and healthcare for their jobs are now facing a double-barreled hit to their economies as retail shrinks and as healthcare is threatened by Trump care. The second effect is that a lot of us got our start in the labor market by working in retail. I myself worked in a candy store in my community, and that was my first job. And I think many, many, many Americans could talk about their start in the workforce by going into a retail store and working there as a teenager or just out of school. If we take that entire layer of jobs away, if we lose bricks and mortar retail jobs, a lot of folks who need the opportunity to enter into the labor market, people out of high school, people who are working their way through college, people who maybe have struggled to get into the economy for a variety of reasons, either because they're ex-offenders or because they were out of the labor market because they were caring for kids, those folks are really going to struggle to find their way into the middle class. We're going to close off pathways into the middle class for millions of Americans and chop off the first few rungs of the career ladder to the middle class.
April Ryan, AURN News.